When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
The Ticket. Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTK.com, live here inside the MDN studios. Before we get into the strategy recap, brought to you by our friend Joe Simon, let me tell you about a very unique insurance company, one focused on people in the educational community and provided by Michigan alumni. It is called MEMIC, and MEMIC serves teachers, other school employees, and let me emphasize this, the general public. They made it their mission to provide members with outstanding service, high quality insurance coverage. So for personal, auto, home, boat, or umbrella coverage, look to MEMIC for agents who understand and appreciate all that you do. And for all you Michigan fans, look, a local MEMIC agency is run by my friend, huge Michigan guy, Cedric Small. Cedric is a Michigan alum, a big supporter of all things Maize and Blue, and with a strong education background, he is keenly aware of the needs of those in the field of education, and his office is located right here in Ann Arbor. And let me stress again, also providing great coverage for the general public. So if you find yourself in need for outstanding auto and home insurance, be sure to contact our friend Cedric Small today at CedricSmallAgency.com. That's Cedric, C-E-D-R-I-C, CedricSmallAgency.com, or call 734-773-3873. Let Cedric, a true blue Wolverine, protect your cars and house. He'll treat your house like the big house. All right, so, Michigan, they reigned victorious over the Fighting Illini Saturday, 42-25. It was a game that, when you look at it, 28-0, you feel like this is not going to be a game. It's not going to be a game. If you say you stepped away for it, maybe you made a run, you made a run to Black Rock, you went somewhere to get something to eat, maybe you had a long bathroom break, that can happen. You come back and suddenly it is a game. What happened? Now, we will start out, though, talking about the strategy that put them up 28-0. If you recall, and the strategy recap is brought to you by our friend Joe Simon, the law offices of Joseph A. Simon, located right across the street from the big house. You can find them online at themichigandefenders.com. Again, that is themichigandefenders.com. So Michigan came out on fire. First 8 plays of the game, they ran the football down their throat. And it made sense. 2 things. Number one, Michigan, they have to continue to progress offensively in ways that take some of the pressure off of Shea. They need to continue to grow that running game. They need to take advantage of a defense that was 98th against the rush in the country coming into this game. You should be able to run the football against Illinois, right? I mean, they're terrible defending the run. And they look like it to start the game. So what did Michigan feature in running roughshod over 200 yards rushing in the first half of the game? 2 schemes were prominent as far as strategy is concerned. Pin and pulls, split zone. And they wore their behinds out with those 2. It wasn't exclusively what they did, but wore them out running the football. Zach Charbonnet, young man, I mean, we kept talking about over the last few weeks, and certainly last week especially, how there were yards left on the field. There were times where running backs in one-on-one situations, they weren't getting that extra yard either, those extra yards running through contact or making a guy miss in the open field. They were getting those yards in the first half of this game. Not sidestepping a guy, sharp cuts, beating a guy in the open field, or running through arm tackles. That touchdown run by Hassan Haskins where they kind of had him in the grasp, a spin, and you know, running out of tackle and a burst to the end zone for about 30 yards. So those yardage, you know, that yardage that was being left on the field in past weeks, the running backs were getting those yards. The holes were being opened. You know, they you talk about taking the pressure off your quarterback. He didn't throw his first pass until the ninth play. So next thing you know, they're up 28-0. Now, in there, you did have turnover issue. I mean, you had some penalties. You know, some of the ones your face masks can be inadvertent. Those aren't purposeful. You had some, you know, some personal foul penalty in there. You're like, come on, man. But hey. You could even say from a penalty standpoint that while some of them were, you know, your coach is going to come back and say, what the heck were you thinking? You know, penalty. It's not like you're going to go through a game and not have any penalties. But turnovers, you know, you combine the penalties with the turnovers, and the turnovers being the most significant issue. Derailing. Now, to the team's credit, in the first half of the game when Zach Charbonnet, when he fumbled the football, he's, you know, going down and, you know, a hit knocks it out. And sure, they'll be coaching that up even more because what I think the stat is 17 fumbles on the season now. 17 fumbles and 9 lost. Just, you know, I said it earlier in the year, if it keeps happening, you got to call it the rule and not the exception. You got to hope that it changes as opposed to expecting that it will. Because this is, you know, they had been clean as far as not losing fumbles anyway, the last couple of games. They still put it on the ground, but they hadn't lost it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In this game, they lost it. So the first fumble in this contest, the defense comes right back out, 3-and-out, gets the ball back, they score a touchdown. All right, but the next couple of fumbles were costly. You had the fumble on the mesh point, and that put Michigan behind the sticks, and they wound up having to punt. I believe it was a field goal that Illinois got that series, and then the next one, because Michigan had recovered that fumble, and then the fumble by True Wilson was turned around and turn into a touchdown, and next thing you know, it's a 3-point game. So, you know, again, you accomplished a couple of things. You accomplished going out there running the football like you should. I mean, pin and pulls this might have been the best they've been all season. Your split zone was really effective. Hassan Haskins looked like, I mean, if that game is indicative of where things stand, looks like Hassan Haskins is the number two back, or at least part of the rotation now. So you accomplished that. You also saw a team, you know, show some intestinal fortitude. Should they have been in a situation where they squandered a 28-point lead? Absolutely not. Made it harder on themselves than it had to be. That is absolutely the case. But when rubber met the road, when backs are against the wall, they did make the plays necessary to avert disaster. I mean, you lose a 28-point lead to Illinois and lose the game. I mean, you don't recover from that, I don't think. So they staved off that disaster. Your offense, you know, Shea, who was, you know, had an up and down day. He found it in that pivotal series, whereas 28 to 25, he comes out, you know, throws a few, you know, dimes. I think DPJ, Tariq Black, for a couple of first downs. They get down the field. It's a crucial fourth and three. They call his number. He gets those yards and then finishes things off with a finishes things off with a touchdown pass. It, you know, they answer. And the defense that had been so dominant in the first half of this game was looking great. My numbers were looking great. You guys know I put the, a lot into making sure locks and one sure things, those things are based on statistics, right? First half of this game, 117 yards of offense, we are tracking well. Sacks, we are tracking well. And in the third quarter, I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was complacency with the lead. Don't know if it was frustration with the I don't know what it was that led to the loss of sharpness. I think that's what the way Cam McGrone, he phrased it some way, you know, lost our edge, I think he said, for a period of time. Don't know what the reason for that was. And I'm sure that that is something that as the leaders on defense, from the players to the coaches, say, look, man, I mean, there's just no excuse for that. But you can chalk that up as an anomaly. You don't see that typically from this team. There have been a few times with focus issues, the Wisconsin game. But by and large, this has been a dialed in group. So, you know, cut them some. We'll call that the exception and not the rule. But for the offense, where you're looking for progress with clean football, playing 60 minutes of clean football, you're going to have some. You're going to have a penalty here or there. You might have a turnover here or there. But the ongoing issues that they have with the combination of the two, and most notably turnovers, you know, makes you say, man, as I just said, with the hope and expectation, you just got to hope that they can play some clean football this coming week, 60 minutes of clean football this coming week. Because this last game was more of the same in that regard, more of the same in that they continue to set themselves back with errors like the ones that I just talked about, errors like the ones that we've talked about much of the season. And there is really, I mean, now six games in, halfway, half the season behind you, and the toughest opponents left on the schedule, now's the time. They just got to do it now. Now they got to be cleaner, period. If the same, let's say the same sort of, you know, the same level of execution is exhibited this week, they lose this game. So they just got to be better in that regard. To their credit, as we said, they showed some heart. They showed some intestinal fortitude. They showed some grit. You know, this is it very easily could have been an L had they not stood up in the face of adversity at the end of that game. So that is something. If you want to look at something to build on from, that is the biggest thing you take from that game, in my opinion. But, man, moving forward, got to be cleaner. Got to be cleaner. Got to do a better job. It's easier said. I mean, simple to say, right? You know, I'm sure it's something that they've been saying all year to this point, and yet the problems persist. Hopefully it just clicks, and they start taking better care of the football this coming week and play a cleaner game down there in Happy Valley. But a victory for the Maize and Blue, 42-25, and running the football. They did an outstanding job in this game of really capturing some of the yardage that had been evading them for the first five games of the season. Hit, you know, lost yardage by the backs, holes not being opened up, pin and pull, split zone, plays in the open field, yards after contact. They got those things done in this game. Strategy recap brought to you by our friend Joe Simon from the law offices of Joseph A. Simon. Find yourself in need of criminal defense. Be sure to contact our friend Joe, law offices of Joseph A. Simon, located right across the street from the Big House. You can find him online at themichigandefenders.com. When we come back on the other side, we will catch up with our friend Mike Porter from Monster Tree Service of Ann Arbor for the monster moment of the game. Stay tuned for that here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Tick.